Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. So we're getting ready for Shavuos. Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu, and as we always say, when in Yiddishkeit, when we have a Yom Tov, we're not merely commemorating something that happened in the past, but we're actually given the opportunity to relive it. So obviously, we're not physically standing at Har Sinai. But the hashpoyas, all the influences that existed back then, we're revisiting it now on the circuit going through the year. And whatever hashpoyas that were there when Hashem was giving the Torah the first time, we can access that and we can reestablish our commitment to the Torah. And we're given the same siyata d'shmaya to be able to re-accept the Torah again every single year with the Yom Tov of Shavuos. We just had Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is when Klal Yisrael actually arrived at Har Sinai. It's a machlekes Rav Yossi in the Rabbanan, if it was a Sunday or a Monday. But Rosh Chodesh was when we actually arrived. So we can imagine that we're sitting now at Har Sinai. We're encamped around Har Sinai. And Moshe Rabbeinu is going up the mountain and coming back down, relaying messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael and from Klal Yisrael back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we're going to bring Karbanis and we're going to bring the Oilas Ria or the Oilas Tamid at the mountain and have a Zrikas Karban and complete the Geiris that we started becoming Yidden in Mitzrayim and by Har Sinai. And all of these Hashpoyas are here. There is a very powerful Gemara in Maseches Shabbos among the sugyas surrounding Kabbalah Satur. The Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, Peches, Amud Beis, three statements that seemingly are the same message. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, he's referring to the Maimed Har Sinai when we heard the Aseres HaDibros from HaKadosh Baruch. Kol Dibor v'Dibor Shiyotza Mipi HaKadosh Baruch. Every statement that left the mouth kaviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch, or every statement that HaKadosh Baruch said, Anoyi Hashem Alekech, Lo Yielecha, any statement that Hashem said, Nismale kol ha'olam kulay bisamin. The entire world was filled with a fragrance, a bisamin. So, a nice statement. The Gemara takes this literally. Kiven shemidibor risha nismale. But if you're telling me that the world was full of this fragrance with the first dibor, dibor sheni leheichin holach, then how is there room for the second dibor to be able to come? If don't take the statement of Yeshua ben Levi just as a fluffy statement, the world was filled with a fragrance. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says the entire world was filled with the fragrance. So then where was there room for the second Dibur? So says the Gemara, Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaRuach Me'Oitzeroisav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out a wind from his storehouse, his treasure house, and he would blow the first dibur away. Rashi there in the Maseches Shabbos says he would blow the fragrance into Gan Eden. So imagine we're standing by Har Sinai. Every dibur brought with it an overwhelming fragrance that would totally eclipse any other possible fragrance. The entire world was full of this dibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the form of a besamim. And there wouldn't even be room for the second dibur. We would be so overwhelmed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he puts this first dibur straight into Gan Eden, and he creates room for the second dibur. And Azoy Vayter, that's how every dibur was, all Aseres Dibros. Shenemar, and the Gemara brings a pasuk there. Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says a second statement. Kol dibur v'dibur, Shiyotza mi'pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every dibur, every statement that Hashem said, Yotzasa nishmasan shal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael was so overwhelmed that our neshamas left our bodies. And we passed away. We simply expired. Because again, each dibur was so overwhelming, so over-encompassing, that we were physically not able to accept this dibur. It wiped us out. It completely overwhelmed us. And our neshamas left our guf. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Nafshi yotza bidabroi, a pasuk in Tehillim, that my soul left with each dibor that Hashem said. So the Gemara asks again a similar question. So if our neshamas, if we expired with the first dibor, dibor sheni hechi kiblo, how did we accept the second dibor? What happened? So the Gemara answers a famous Gemara. Hashem took from the special tal, the special dew that's reserved for the future, for the ultimate Tchias HaMeisen, and he revived Klal Yisrael, he resuscitated Klal Yisrael at Maimed Har Sinai. And we all experienced Tchias HaMeisen. And he revived us, he resuscitated us, he resurrected us. Shenemar, as it says, and the Gemara brings the pasuk. The Omer Rabbi Shuv Alevi, Rabbi Shuv Alevi says again, a third Maimer, called Dibor v'Dibor Shiyotzim P'i HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazru Yisrael La'achurehen Yud Beis Mil. Every Dibor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uttered, it cast us back, it pushed us back, it was sort of like a wave, that it pushed us back Yud Beis Mil, 12 mil. 12 mil, a mil is approximately a kilometer, 12 kilometers, about 10 miles or so, 9 or 10 miles back. The entire camp of the Jewish people was Yud Beis Mil. The Gemara tells us that. And the people that were in the front row around Har Sinai were pushed back to the back seat. And the entire camp of Klal Yisrael was pushed back the entire width of the camp, Yud Beis Mil. And that's how overwhelming the dibor was, some sort of like sonic boom that pushed us back. And the Malachi Hasharis had to walk us back and had to walk us back gently to Har Sinai. Shenemar Malachi Tzvakos Yedoidun. I'll take Yedoidun El Yedadun. They walked us back. So we have three statements here from Yeshua ben Levi. The first statement was that each dibor completely filled the world with some spiritual fragrance that would eclipse any other sensation that we could possibly have in the world, and there wouldn't be any room for more. The second statement of Rabbi Shuva Levi was that every dibor was totally overwhelming, and that when we received that dibor, we expired from the koyach of the dibor, from the experience of the dibor, and it wouldn't be possible for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to revive us with the tal shel tchiyah, the future tal that will revive us in the future Tchias HaMeisen. And the third dibor was that there was some sort of sonic boom that we were pushed back 12 mil. The people in the front row were pushed all the way back, and the entire Klal Yisrael was pushed back 12 mil. We needed the Malachim to gently escort us back to Har Sinai, that we shouldn't be afraid and shouldn't run away. Three different statements. The Rasha, on a simple level, says that these three different things were experienced by different groups. Some people experienced the fragrance, some people expired, some people ran away, so to speak. It wasn't that each person had all three, but it was experienced by different groups. In the footnote, I wanted to suggest my own interpretation, that the besamim, the first dibor, the first statement of Rabbi Shuv Alevi, the besamim symbolizes ruchnius, like the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, that the closest thing we have, the closest physical pleasure we have in this world that's analogous to spirituality is the besamim. That's why we recite a bracha over besamim, kol ha-neshama tahalel ka, that even a pleasure of the neshama, the Gemara says, we require a special pasuk that we recite a bracha over besamim, because it's kol ha-neshama tahalel ka, it's a pleasure that the neshama, that the senses, it's not a tangible pleasure, it's something that tickles our senses, it's a spiritual pleasure, we recite a bracha over that. The second statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that we expired, that would be something addressed towards the guf, that each dibur was so overwhelming towards the guf that we expired. And then the idea that we were pushed away, that we ran away, that's something that affected both our neshama and our guf. And these are the three statements of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. I think it's obvious that what Rabbi Shua ben Levi is trying to tell us is that each mitzvah in the Torah, the Aseres HaDibra specifically, but we can assume this applies to every dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu here was so overwhelming, it would be so over-encompassing, it would fill the entire world, and it would be physically impossible for anybody to handle more than one of these dibris. It required a miracle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to open up the gates of Gan Eden to create more space for all of this ruchnius. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to revive us with the Tal Shel Tchia. Each dibur that we received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in and of itself so overwhelming that we required heavenly assistance. We required some kind of a miracle in order to be able to accept another dibur. That seems to be what the thrust of what Rabbi Shulman Levi is saying. There's a fascinating Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Peches Amud Aleph, the famous Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we came to Har Sinai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to pick up the mountain and hold the mountain over our heads. If you accept the Torah, good. And if not, Shom Tehek Furaskem, that this is where you'll be buried. That's it. The whole world is going to come to an end. That's the end of the Jewish people if you don't accept the Torah. Tosfos asks the obvious question, that already when we received the Torah on Shabbos back then in the Midbar, already on Thursday we brought Karbanis, Karbanis Re'iyah, the Gemara says, Karbanis Tamid, the Gemara has an opinion. We already brought Karbanis, we already sprinkled the dam, we already completed some sort of geiris that we had. And the Gemara says there that the Pasuk says, we all said Nasa v'nishma. So we already accepted the Torah wholeheartedly with Nasa v'nishma. Why would it be necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hold the mountain over us and threaten us and force us, so to speak, to accept the Torah? So Tosfos says an amazing thing. Tosfos says, Kafa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up the mountain and held it over our heads in item 3. So Tosfos asks, Afal pi shekvar hegdimu Nasa l'nishma, even though we already said Nasa v'nishma, we already accepted the Torah willingly, why did Hashem feel it was necessary to hold the mountain over our heads? Answers Tosfos, Shema yu choizrim, because Hashem was afraid that we would backtrack, we would renege on our Kabbalah. Kishiyiru ha'esh ha'gedoyla sheyatzasa nishmasim. So Tosfos actually references this statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that each dibur was so overwhelming that it was yatzin nishmasa, we expired. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu anticipated that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that was going to happen. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that that could scare us off. So along with the Kabbalah of Nasid Nishma, we also had the gentle push, or the not so gentle push, the firm push to hold the mountain over us and to force us, to push us to follow through on our commitment of Nasa v'nishma. So it's an amazing, overwhelming experience that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kaviyachol, realized that this would be enough to scare anybody away. Even if the person already said Nasa v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that this is something that is not humanly possible to be Mekayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to revive us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to open up the gates of Gan Eden to allow room for all of this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to send his Malachim to support us, to bring us back. And that was the experience of Maimon Har Sinai. So we see from here a Moreh D'Gezach. We see from here a tremendous thing. We see from here that every single mitzvah is really a full-time job. Every single mitzvah has the ability to fill the entire world. Everybody asks the kasha that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Beis of the Beis, and it's also a Sifri in Parshas Zois HaBracha, that we all know the story, we all know the Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and offered the Torah to every nation, and the nations of the world said, Maksivba, what does it say in the Torah? And Hashem would give them a sample, like a peddler. Hashem would give them a sampler, a sample. Hashem would say, it says, you're not allowed to murder. So that particular nation would say, but that's how we earn our livelihood. We're a nation of murderers. So we're not cut out for the Torah. We reject the Torah. He went to the next nation, Maksivba, what does it say? So Hashem says, it says, Lysinov, you're not allowed to commit adultery. So the nation says, that's not for us, because we're so entrenched, we're so addicted to adultery, that we can't accept the Torah, and so on. Loisignoiv, don't steal, and so on. No nation felt that they were able to accept the Torah. So the Mefarshim ask, what did the nations gain? What did the nations get? Anyway, they're chayiv. This they already were chayiv from the times of Adam Marishan. These mitzvahs are already the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So what difference does it make if you accept the other mitzvahs that you feel you are able to do, all because of the one mitzvah that you already are chayiv to do anyway? Like tignoiv, you can't steal, you can't like tirtzach, you can't murder, you can't do these things anyway. Even before Maimon HaSinai, you weren't able to do these things. Even before Maimon HaSinai, you can't commit adultery. It's one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. But the answer that the Mefarshim give, which is very matim to what we're learning here in the Gemara, that even the nations of the world perceived, even they realized, that the Torah is uplifting us and demanding much more. It's not a simple loitirtzach. It's not a simple don't kill. It's the entire ben adam l'chaverai. It's the entire don't embarrass, don't say lashon hara. Because the standards of the Torah, what's considered killing? It doesn't have to mean the extreme case of murdering somebody in cold blood. It means being sensitive to the other person's feelings. If you embarrass the person, even slightly, so to that extent that he's embarrassed, it's akin to, it's an abizrayu, it's a corollary of ritzicha. And this is what the nations perceive, because each mitzvah in the Torah is so multifaceted and so deep and so penetrating that each mitzvah could really, into of itself, be a full-time job. And that's what Klal Yisrael realized. How did Klal Yisrael pass the test? How were we able? Why didn't we reject the Torah? Because the Mefarshim explain, because Klal Yisrael, like the Gemara says, Klal Yisrael, we trusted in Hashem, that Hashem would not demand from us something that we're not able to do. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a mitzvah, we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has our best interest in mind, and we say Nasa v'nishma, we accept it even before we know what it is, because we know that whatever mitzvah Hashem is going to ask of us, it's going to be for our benefit, and it's something that we'll be able to do. However, our hasaga, our comprehension of what we're able to do, is not the same thing of Hashem's comprehension of what we're able to do. You can't compare before the Siyata Dishmaya to after the Siyata Dishmaya. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kaviyachol, realized that true, we trust in Hashem, and true, we said Nasa v'nishma, because we understand that Hashem is, whatever Hashem is giving us, is asking of us, it's for our benefit, and that we're able to fulfill it. But we can't possibly comprehend the koichos, the abilities, and the spiritual abilities, and the koichos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us to enable us to become close to Him and to be able to fulfill His Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a second, was afraid, so to speak, that we're going to back out. Even though we understand all of this, that whatever Hashem is giving us, we're able to receive. But at the end of the day, it's not humanly possible to receive all of this. Each mitzvah is so overwhelming. Each mitzvah would be, in and of itself, enough to fill a world. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu revives us. He gives us the Tal Shel Tchia. He gives us Malachim to support us. He gives us resources and koiches that we could never have imagined that we would have. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be kafa har kegigis. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us, don't back out. Hold on just for another few minutes and I'll show you that you're able to do this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us something that we never imagined we would be able to do. But at the end, we're able to do it with the new, fresh koiches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Rabbeinu Yoina tells us an amazing thing. Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, in the Shar Sheni, in the second gate, it's divided into different sections, the Shar Rishon, the Shar Sheni, Shar Shlishi. Rabbeinu Yoina tells us in the Shar Sheni, in the second gate, in the second section of Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina tells us all the different things that could inspire a person to do tshuva. A whole list of things. So in Ois Yud, in the 10th item there, in the Shar Sheni, Rabbeinu Yoina tells us a secret, that we can be inspired by something, and the koiches and the siyata d'shmaya that we get as a result is something that's incomprehensible.
Rabbeinu Yoina tells us, the Be'emes, this is a quote from Rabbeinu Yoina, Kasher Yishma Musar HaChachamim V'Hamachichim,
when a person decides to listen to the Musar of the Chachamim and the Machichim, a person puts himself into learning mode, he puts himself into growing mode. Yakshiv, he decides to pay attention, V'Yishma, and he decides to listen. V'Yichna, and he humbles himself. V'Yachzir V'Tshuva, and he decides to repent. V'Yekabel B'Liboy Kol Divrei HaTechachas, and he accepts in his heart everything that he's being instructed to do. Ushla Yigra Dover, and not to subtract, not to miss anything with Divrayim, anything that they say. So here's the punchline of Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shari Tshuva. As soon as the person makes up his mind that he wants to listen, he wants to grow, he wants to hear, Hineho Ish Hazeh, Berega Katan, this person, in a split second, Yatza Me'afela Li'orga, he leaves the darkness, and now he entered the tremendous light. Until now, before he decided to listen, before he put himself into growth mode, into being a Ben Aliyah, he was Ba'afela. He was in a darkness. He was stagnant. Once the person decides that he wants to listen and he wants to grow, he's immediately in the Orgal. He's immediately enjoying the great light. Why? Ki Esa She'yazin V'yaskis. As soon as a person decides to listen and to hearken, Ulevava Yafin V'shav, and his heart understands, and his heart wants to return. And he accepts upon himself the words of the Moichiach. And he resolves that he wants to fulfill everything that he learns from the Toifsei Torah, anything he learns from the Chachamim. Then Ayoim Hahu Umayla, from that day going forward, Lizoyer Kashi Yaziru Yodebina Li'itim, to be careful and to follow whatever he learns, whatever he's instructed to do. Also Biyode Hachuva V'Nepach Le'ish Acher. He immediately, even before he did anything, he's just sitting at home and he decided he wants to improve. He's already Nepach Le'ish Acher. He already is a new man. He's a new person. As soon as he decides this, and he had this resolve in his heart, he already has credited in his account the schus and the schar of all the mitzvahs. The person didn't do a thing. The person just decided, going forward, let bygones be bygones. Going forward, whatever I learn, I'm going to try to do. You're already a new person, and I already have in my account all the schar and all of the schusim, that as if I fulfilled everything. Why? Because I sincerely want to do everything. As soon as you want to do it, it's as if you did it already. Ashraf, fortunate is such a person. Because in one moment, he already transformed himself into a righteous person. Now, Rabbeinu Yoina brings a few proofs to this. Rabbeinu Yoina brings a few proofs that all it takes is a sincere Kabbalah, and it's as if you did it already. He brings one raya from the Torah regarding Korban Pesach. The Pasuk says that on Rosh Chodesh, Klal Yisrael was given the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And the Pasuk says, Vayelchu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael, giving the impression as if they immediately went to fulfill the mitzvah. So the Medrash asks, V'chi miyad asu? Did they do it immediately? Halo lo yasu ad arba asu l'chodesh? They didn't actually bring the Korban Pesach until the 14th of the month. Elakivon shekiblu aleihem lasos, as soon as they accepted it upon themselves to do it, Mala aleim kilo asu miyad, it's as if they did it already. And then the Rabbeinu Yoina brings another idea. This is a famous idea from the Rabbeinu Yoina. It's a powerful idea. It says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Kol shemaisav merubin mechachmasai, that it's possible for a person that he has more actions than he has chachma. The Mishnah says there that anybody who's
chachma exceeds his actions, his chachma will not endure. Ein chachmasa miskayemes. But if the person is maisav merubin michachmasa, if his deeds, if his maisim are more than his chachma, exceed his chachma, then his chachma will be miskayemes, his chachma will endure. So the obvious question is, how is it possible for a person to have maisav merubin michachmasa? How is it possible for a person that his deeds are in excess than to his chachma? How could a person possibly do more than he knows what to do? So the medrash there that Rabbeinu Yonah is quoting, shenema nasa v'nishma, because the pasuk says nasa v'nishma. Biur hadavar, so the Rabbeinu Yonah explains, what does the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos say? This is in Avos Derav Nasa. Ki ho ish asher kibel al nafshei b'leiv neman, the idea that Rabbeinu Yonah has been saying until now. As soon as the person accepts upon himself, b'leiv neman, sincerely, lishmor v'lasai salpi ha-Torah, to fulfill the Torah, yesh biyodoy min hayoyim hazeh schara kol ha-mitzvahs, the person, it's already considered, Hashem already looks at it as if we have performed all the mitzvahs. Alesh yeshama oznoy medivrei Torah v'tavim lahem, those things that we already learned, which we're fulfilling, v'yal hadvar mashaloy gilu oznoy aleyem adena, and the things that we have not yet heard. Bekonaschus ala niglois elov, vialkol nela me'enov. The person already is considered like he fulfilled that which he knows, and even that which he does not yet know. The nimsa ho'ish hazeh ma'isem rubim mechachmasai. This is how it's possible for a person to have more actions than chachma. He knows nothing, but he accepted upon himself, he put himself into learning mode. He put himself on the path of growth. He wants to accept the Torah. He wants to do what he learns. So he immediately has the schus and the siyata d'shmaya. He's looked upon by Hashem as someone who already fulfills the entire Torah because he's going in the right direction. That's how it's possible to have ma'isav merubin mechachmasai. Ki lo yoda es hadavar. He has no idea what he's getting himself into. Dehinei schara itay, but he already enjoys the reward. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Uki'inyan masha amru Yisrael b'Sinai," and this is what was going on at Har Sinai. Nasa v'nishma. Klal Yisrael says, "We will do whatever you want us to do. We're ready to hear." Even before we knew what it was, we have no idea. We don't know what we're getting ourselves into. Even before we know what it is, we say nasa v'nishma. The Gemara tells us that nasa v'nishma, these two words, nasa v'nishma, placing the nasa before the nishma is a formula that the malachim do, because the malachim for sure were created for the sole purpose of fulfilling Hashem's shlichus, and the malachim are truly able to say, we will do whatever you want us to do because that's the reason for my existence. Klal Yisrael learned the secret from the malachim, and we also were able to say nasa b'nishma, and we gained all of the koichus that we need. So it's circular. We're accepting it before we're really able to do it. But the reason why we're able to say nasa v'nishma is because we know that as soon as we accept it, we're given the koiches to be able to do it, because it's as if we did it already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if we're all tzaddikim. How could I possibly fulfill the Torah? I have yetzaharas, I have distractions, I'm not able, it's not how I was brought up, whatever. Once we accept nasa v'nishma, it's already as if we've been doing it. Everything else is just zeal gemara. Everything else is just go learn and go actually play, let itself play out. But once we accept it, it's as if we did it. Rav Chaim Voloshiner says that the schus that we get, this actually is the schar that we get, the siyata d'shmaya of someone who's been doing it all their lives. And that enables us to climb higher and higher. I think that's what's going on by Ma'amar Har Sinai. We said Nasa v'nishma. We accepted it upon ourselves before we even knew what we were getting ourselves into. And if you would have shown us how much is coming, we have no idea what we're getting ourselves into. If you would have showed us that each dibor is so, so powerful, each dibor fills the entire world, each dibor is a ruchnius that's so overwhelming, something we never experienced before, we might have been scared off But because we said Nasa v'nishma, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes. He's kafah harkegigas. He helps us. He walks us through. He convinces us. He forces us, so to speak, to follow through on our commitment. And we get all the schar for that because we're the ones who made the initial kabbal. And that's taka what happened. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the schar. He gave us the koyach, the makabal, the Torah. He gave us those koyachas. Whether it's a gateway to Gan Eden, whether it's the Tal Tchia, Tchia Sameisim, whether it's the supporting Malachim, the Ruchnias that we have, the spiritual Koichas that we have to fulfill what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking of us. But this is given to us all because we said Nasa v'nishma. That's what the Gemara Makis means. At the end of Maseches Makis, the Gemara tells us that there are 613 mitzvahs. We know that. The Gemara tells us that as the Doris progressed, each Navi gave us one Navi, put it onto 13, 11, 7, 3, 1, until finally Habakkuk came along, Tzadik be'emunaso yichya, that one mitzvah. What does this mean? This means that they gave us an entry level through one mitzvah. The one mitzvah is already so encompassing and it's so overwhelming that through that Kabbalah of the one mitzvah, we already get the schar, and that will lead us to the rest of the Torah. There's a beautiful Pirish Mishnayis al Harambam. The Mishnah tells us at the end of Maseches Makis, Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should be, that he should give us a schus, we should have a schus. And that's why Hashem gave us so many Torah and mitzvahs. And as the pasuk says, Hashem chafetz l'man tzidkoi. Hashem wants, in order that he should be matzdik us, l'hagdol Torah l'hadira. So he made the Torah so great. He gave us so many mitzvahs. So the Rambam explains in the Pirush HaMishnayos, and a few lines in item 9. So I quoted here the Pirush Mishnayos. This is such a powerful idea. I love saying this over because I find it so encouraging and it's such a reassuring idea. Says the Rambam, how does it help to give us so many mitzvahs? How does it help? Says the Rambam, mi'ikri hu emuna b'Torah. So the Rambam says, from the fundamental faith, from the fundamental faiths of the Torah, ki kishiyekayim adam mitzvah mitaryak mitzvahs koroi ukehoidim. If a person would fulfill one mitzvah from the 613 mitzvahs, koroi ukehoidim, he would fulfill it properly. V'leyishtatefim akavana mikavanas oilam, and have no other ulterior motive, no other intent that could possibly be in the world. Just a pure intent. B'shum panim. Elishiyasa oisa lishma me'ava. If the person would only do this one mitzvah, lishma, with ava, ava sashem, as I explained to you earlier, says the Rambam, hine zocha ba lechaye ha'olam haba. So you already would merit the entire olam haba. All it takes is one mitzvah. Hashem chafetz man tzidkoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Jewish people to have schus. So he gives us so many mitzvahs. Why? Because very often, we go through our day, we do mitzvahs, we say brachas, we daven, we learn, we put on tefillin. Every once in a while, if you notice, you get immersed in a mitzvah. Sometimes, sukkah's time, for some reason, you don't know yourself, you love that halal. Maybe the chazan was inspiring and uplifting. You love the halal, you were shaking the lulav and the esrik. You really felt connected to the mitzvah. Maybe you had a great psukkah de zimra. You had a clear mind that morning, and you were saying Psukkah de Zimra. You really felt uplifted by the Psukkah de Zimra. You had a great Shmoneh Esrei. Who knows? Maybe it was a Mincha. Who knows when the time will present itself? You happen to have a great Shmoneh Esrei, or you made that bracha with Kavana. Or sometimes you sit down to learn, and you sit down, and then you look at the clock, and it's an hour later, it's 2 hours later. Where did the time go? The answer was because you were so immersed in the learning that you really connected with the learning. The Rambam says that when these things happen, when you perform a mitzvah perfectly, b'shleimusa, with the right intent, you're not looking at the clock, you're not looking over your shoulder. You got into the mitzvah, and you performed the mitzvah because you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were immersed in the mitzvah. That mitzvah itself is already the ticket to Olam Haba. And I think the way that works is pashut, because a mitzvah done properly, ruchnius, is something you can't quantify. Ruchnius is something that's unlimited. Ruchnius is eternity. There's no such thing as a lot of eternity or a little bit of eternity. Eternity is eternity. Nitzchius is nitzchius. A mitzvah of ruchnius, a ruchniistic mitzvah, is already nitzchius, is eternity. And the Kosh Baruch Hu gives us so many opportunities that going through life, we're bound to connect at least once, hopefully more, but at least once we're going to connect with the mitzvah. And that mitzvah itself is our ticket to Olam Haba, because that's the nitzchius. This is mamish what the Gemara was telling us. The Gemara was telling us that each dibor fills up the entire world, and there's no room for anything more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to open the gates of Gan Eden in order to connect the fragrance, the ruchnius of the mitzvah. Each dibor fills the entire world. Each dibor is a nitzchius. It's unlimited. It can't be contained, because each mitzvah is an opportunity to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the ability to do this, the ability to incorporate it, to internalize ruchnius, and to be part of eternity, this comes from the Nasav Nishma. This comes from the fact that we're willing to accept whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for us, and we trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the koiches to be able to fulfill this. You can't compare the before and the after. The before, it's not humanly possible. But the after, after the Nasav Nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen, and it's all credited to us because we had the original Kabbalah. The Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos, he brings an amazing story. He says, "Umima sheyora al ikar hazeh." This is about five lines from the end. So, what's my proof to this idea that all it takes is one mitzvah to get the whole Olam Haba? Ma sheshol Rab Chananya ben Tradyan. Rab Chananya ben Tradyan asked Rab Yosi there. It's Gemara by Dezara. Ma ani l'chayi Olam Haba? Am I going to get Olam Haba? So we have to remember that Rav Chananya ben Tradyan was one of the 10 martyrs. So he was willing to be Moiser Nefesh. He taught Torah Barabim. He was executed, Al Kiddush Hashem. And here he is asking, do I have any merit for Olam Haba? So Beheshev HaMeshev, so the one he was asking, Rav Yossi, their answers, Klumba Meisel Yadcha, well, did you ever do anything good? We're talking about Rav Chananya ben Tradyan. Did you ever do anything good? Kloimar Nizdamen Lecha Lasois Mitzvah Kehoigen. Did you ever do a mitzvah properly? So Rav Chananya ben Tradyan, he thinks back and he says, yeah, you know something? Hey, Shivu, he nizdam loy mitzvah tztaka. I remember now that I once performed the mitzvah of tztaka al derech shlemus, perfectly, kechol ma she'efsher, as best as possible. And the Gemara tells us there a small story that he was a gabay tztaka for Purim. He was collecting matanis levyoinim. You know how the Rav in Shul collects matanis levyoinim on Purim, and he gives out, it's his responsibility to give out the matanis levyoinim. He had mois Purim. And somehow he had two different pockets, two different wallets, and he confused which one was the mois Purim and which one was his personal money. So he gave both to tzedakah. Simple. Says Rabbi Yossi over there, oh, that maisa that you did with such simplicity, without any fanfare, nobody saw, you didn't get any credit for it, you did it simply because it was the right thing to do. You realized that you don't want to take the mois Purim for yourself, you don't want to confuse, you just gave it both. That is going to be your ticket to Olam Haba. It's not the fact that you're teaching to, it's not the fact that you're one of the 10 martyrs, it's not the fact the grandiose, the tremendous acts, the public acts of godless. It's going to be this one thing that you did so simply that was mamish, touched your essence. And mamish was a simple mitzvah performed b'shleimusa. That's your ticket to Olam Haba. Well, Pirish, the Rambam explains, that's the pshat in the pasuk, Hashem chafetz d'man tzidkoi. The tzaddik es Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that to give Chai Yisrael the opportunity to be tzaddikim, to make us righteous, leman ki yagdol Torah v'yadir, because that truly glorifies the Torah. So we're standing before Har Sinai. We're the ones who made the Kabbalah of Nasel of Benishma. We ourselves don't realize, don't understand how it's possible to fulfill the Torah. Each mitzvah is so great. Each mitzvah is so all-encompassing. But the answer is very simple, that all we have to do is take the first step. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the tremendous Siyata Deshmaya, whether it's the Malachim who support us or whether it's the Tal of Tchiyas HaMeisim that gives us new koiches that we didn't realize that we had, whether it's opening up Gan Eden that the fragrance has placed, that connects us to spirituality, to Ruchnias that we never knew that we had a connection to, and we're able to already have the schar, we already have the motivation, the inspiration, as if we've been doing it all along, and that's how we're zoicha to mekabel her. Every year, this time of year, we come again, so to speak, to Har Sinai, and we're given the hashpa, the influence is there again, is there for the taking. And all we have to do is say the Nasa V'Nishma, we have to just commit, and then we get those koichas to be able to fulfill. So we should all be zoicha to taka have a truly wonderful yamtif, a Nasa V'Nishma tika yamtif, and we can expect the koichas to come, we can expect the Kosh Baruch Hu to help us out in everything that we need through the Kabbalah Satorah, and we should be zoicha to, learn together many, many, many more years to come. Yashikoyach, everybody.